wanted to do. That's not what I wanted to do this morning.
That's been happening more often.
It really has. I've just been distracted.
Do we need to move the traffic button?
Apparently, because I keep hitting the wrong one. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Are you ready to wake up?
In 3, 2, 1.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors. Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers. Wake up.
Wake up.
Woke up at like 4:30, got here early.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like amped. And then I hit the traffic button.
It's kind of like, okay, this is what happens to me when I'm having like a good day and I'm cleaning and I'm whatever, like the music is on, and then I stub my toe really hard.
Oh.
And choice words come out, and you know what I do?
Yeah.
Sit on the couch the rest of the day. Because you know what? Screw it. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Or today. We'll start again tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, yesterday was a fantastic Monday. Yeah.
You ruined the entire week.
I ruined my entire week.
By that. Yesterday was good.
Yeah.
I hung out at a pool for about 9 hours.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
And then I came home and I was like, I'm dehydrated. Need water now.
Yeah.
That got so
You're
sick.
Hanging out with my other co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Love that guy.
For a long time.
That's cool.
It was
I never
fun.
See him anymore.
Oh, he's talked
got
about
new
you.
Cool friends.
Occasionally. He talked about you a few
did
times
he?
Yesterday. Man, I wish Steve-O was here.
Nuh-uh. Did he really?
About twice.
Oh.
He said that about 2 times. And I just went, ugh. Really
loudly. I wish I was there too. But he's got new cool friends.
Yeah.
I always. On Instagram, I always see photos of you guys, everybody hanging out. Stuart! Come on,
you can
you
follow
guys.
Me on Instagram at Michelle Bransfo.
Yeah, yeah.
So
follow
you can find
her.
Me.
It's where you find her. See all our interesting pictures of shirtless dudes in the pool.
Oh, that was from afar.
Yeah, it was.
From afar.
It was. So, it is Tuesday. We are 24 hours away from that man right there, Pastor Nate Heitz, coming in studio for...
Nope. That's tomorrow.
Some... I know. I said 24 hours away.
Oh, 24 hours away.
Yeah, 24 hours away. Tomorrow. We got Shock Therapy Live. We also have an amazing evening with his pops. Pastor Skip Heitz is going to be delivering
yes.
a message. Christ Afari is going to be throwing down some jams. Myself and my wonderful co-host, Mish. We will be out there broadcasting. No, we're not broadcasting.
Talking.
But we're hanging out.
We'll be talking.
We'll be hanging out. It'll be better than broadcasting. It'll be personal. It'll be private conversations.
The mic is always on.
Mic is always on. That's right. Therefore, did you know that's actually a new series that Pastor Levi Lesko is doing
yes,
currently?
Yes, sir. I'm excited
Mic
to hear
Mic is always
it.
On.
I podcast them, so I'm always a series behind.
Ah, yes. So, yeah, pretty excited. We'll be hanging out tomorrow. Get there. Oh, we'll be hanging out about 5, 6-ish.
Until the end.
It starts at 7. But, yeah, you can get there early. We're going to have T-shirts. We're also going to have
iPhone
cases. Bring your wallet.
We're also going to have us.
Yeah. Don't bring your wallet for us, though.
Bring your wallet
for iPhone cases and T-shirts, not for us. We're not for sale. Although I did get an interesting phone call yesterday.
Somebody
wanting to purchase us. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I said,
"That's interesting.
Madam, we are not for sale."
How much
did you say? I will talk to her.
Hmm.
All right. I'll get back to you.
That sounds good.
So if you're interested in doing a birthday party for a 4-year-old.
Do I have to dress up as a clown?
I will slide. I'm going to write down the amount and I'll slide it to you on a piece of paper and say this.
What's that from?
Oh, I don't know. It's from my brain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a quote from a movie, too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just what they do in movies. They write a number down, and they slide it over, and then you unfold it and open it and look at it, and that's what they also do in banks. And then you, like, slide it back to them. I don't know.
It's also what they do in banks to say, I have a bomb.
Steeper.
Mitch is thinking of The Office.
Really?
Yeah, when Michael was negotiating his new salary.
That's right. That's right.
However, wow. it's typical sales.
That's what you do. Stuff. You didn't do that when you started working here when they negotiated your price to be a DJ?
No, I was like, I'll practically do this for free. And they're like, sold.
Oh, no wonder.
And now
I was like, how are we not even paying her minimum wage? This is criminal, right?
I think that explains why I had to sign so many papers.
Right, right. Exactly. Oh, makes sense now.
My orientation took 7 hours.
I'm going to teach you so much about life. You always have a little piece of paper and a pencil with you, and you have a number in your mind.
Oh, then, because seeing the number makes you feel better? Like,
don't know why they do it.
Makes it more real?
Don't know why they do it.
Probably why.
I always, no matter what, here's my, what I do, is they'll write the number down, fold it in half, slide it across to me. I'll look at it, and I always just add 2 zeros. And then I put a dot, and then 2 more.
Okay,
and then I fold
say,
it,
like,
and I give it back to them. They always laugh. It's never worked. But
you're serious.
But it's pretty good. The one time, someday, somebody's going to take it seriously, and it's going to work.
I'm going to be thousands
a 15,000-aire. Yep. It's going to be great.
We're only going to pay you $1,500 for this. No, $150.
$150. So, yeah.
You're like, sounds good.
Sounds good. Sign me up. Where do I start? When do I start?
Now.
How do I start?
Where do I start?
To begin with, here. I'm stoked for today.
Me too.
We got a ton of great new music. It is New Music Tuesday. We're also going to be talking about a brand new survey done by Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh,
and I'm pretty excited about that one. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We, of course, have breaking news and birthdays. We do it every single day. If you would like to get a birthday shout out in, all you got to do is email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. Let us know. Want to say a happy birthday to somebody. You know what? You can also send them in if it's not their birthday today. Because we can
that's
keep
true.
Them. And we
Ooh,
can have
true.
Them. Therefore, you don't always have to be there, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning to let us know.
That is true.
We'll do your birthday shout-outs. We will not, however, do your birthday wake-up calls because we did that once.
And it will never happen again.
Ever again.
Well, you know, that was like first impression, bad first impression.
Yeah.
But you can't go off of those because sometimes people are just nicer than
others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's true. I got to step out. Step out of those waters.
Yeah.
Yeah, never going to happen again.
Okay.
However, you can email us. studio@mystaticradio.com. T-minus 13 minutes away from the most important news you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Wait for it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the holiday week.
It is.
So really, happy Thursday, everybody.
It really is Thursday to us. Wait, that means we should be getting paid. And I have not got paid
this
yet.
This is true.
It's still Tuesday.
Here's the thing. I was reading an article about Americans working holidays, and it was pretty staggering the percentage of people who will still be working Thursday and Friday.
If I had the option, I totally would.
Would work?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Time and a half.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those holidays that you get time and a half for.
See, Michelle, when you're a grown-up, you get salaried. And then they
you
make you work whenever, and you don't get time and a half.
Oh, see, I'm not
you don't
a grown-up.
You don't get that anymore.
I'm not a grown-up.
You
grown
just
up.
Get, oh, yeah, someday, inevitably in the future, we'll compensate that, and you'll get to take some time off.
A floating holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could take that whenever you want. The pastors have that, too.
Don't come to the dark side, Michelle. Don't do
dark
it.
Dark side.
You stay that young, hourly employee.
Okay. I have a story about that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's 6:30. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Breaking news. Only 14% of U.S. workers believe they have the perfect job, and more than half of them want to change careers.
Really?
A Harris survey showed that the most coveted jobs are in the arts and sciences.
Are we in the arts?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
business management, technology, and healthcare, and that younger employees are more eager to find another type of work than older workers.
Wow. Maybe it's because older people don't want to start their career over. Even if they're enticed by other rad offers. It's like, you know, but I've been here so long that I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty sure I'm cool.
I remember.
I'm content.
I worked at a daycare for a few years.
Yeah.
And I one time told my friend boss. She was my friend, too, because I lived with her.
She was your friend boss.
Yes. And I said, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. This is probably the most serious job I'm ever going to have in my entire life. And she was like, what? So, yeah. I think that this is as close to a career as I'm ever going to get. And she's like, why? I was like, I don't ever want to go to school. I don't take myself too seriously. So I'll probably end up waiting tables.
Wow.
And when I'm 80.
At least you knew. At least you were honest enough with yourself.
She didn't seem like it didn't seem like I had my future planned out very well, and she worried about me.
Yeah, I didn't either, though. Thankfully, God took care of me.
Yeah.
I really didn't. It was like, GameStop for life!
Woo!
Yeah, I'll work here.
Whatever.
Discount on video games. No real career path, per se. Retail! Not that there's anything wrong with retail. Some people, like, love it, and content, and that's where they want to be, and they don't want to be anywhere else.
Shortly after I got
wasn't built that way.
Yeah. Shortly after I got a waiting job.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Nope. Not doing that.
Yep.
My wrists hurt after a while.
Well, yeah.
Because to hold those trays.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought it was because, like, eating all the chips and sauce in the back, you're constantly, like, turning your wrist. Dude. Right?
This
I'm
job
getting
sucks.
Fat on chips and salsa. That was me. I worked at a Mexican restaurant for like 3 days called Alejandro's.
Okay.
It was like on the corner of Academy and I was a busboy. Academy in Wyoming area. Like now there's a Taco Bell and all stuff. There used to be like a restaurant there.
Really? And they just tore it down?
It's called Alejandro's. That was my first job ever.
Really?
3 days.
Did you get fired?
I was a busboy. No. I just...
Stop
I'd never
going.
Worked in food. I was going to say I'd never worked in food. I'd never worked before. I was like 16.
And so you just stopped
and
going.
It was... And I, you know, eating.
Okay.
And then it was like, wait, you want tea again? Ugh.
Okay.
I guess.
The first time my first job, I had for about 30 minutes.
Wow.
I got a job at... the children's place.
Okay.
And
30 minutes?
And I accepted it. And then my friend called me and was like, hey, we need people to work at the flower shop this Valentine's Day. I was like, okay, hold on. And I called my other job back. I'm not really going to be able to take that position. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Like, but we already have you down for it. I'm like, yeah, no, sorry. And I didn't show up. I was also 16.
Wow. Yeah, 16. I had a day job as well. Like where I walked in and was there for about 30 minutes and then they let me take a like break and I walked to my car and
never came back.
I'm not going to tell you where, but it rhymes with McDonald's. Like, dude, seeing what happened
and
in
then
that
I,
joint?
And then I worked at Subway, so yeah.
Nope. Stever.
I'm pretty sure I was born here.
Yeah. It's true.
See, exactly. That's cool.
You tell me stories of staying here overnight and playing records.
Like, let's be honest. It's kind of like the mob.
Yeah.
I thought I was out. But once you're in,
you're
never out. You're never out.
I'm okay with it.
I'm totally okay with it. It's like the happy mob. Nobody dies. It's cool. It's good.
Nobody dies.
No.
What's the point of all of this?
You're here. Peter Benson? Gonna live forever.
Okay.
So, don't worry, 2073. ABQ Connect with Peter B. Gonna be going strong.
For a while.
Yeah, just saying.
Breaking news. Cigarette packets that play recorded messages urging smokers to quit have been created by researchers.
Nice!
The packet plays audio clips giving warning messages about the dangers of smoking when they're opened. The talking smokes worked well during tests carried out on a group of women ages 16 to 24. Tests on bigger groups of males and females 16 and over are about to begin.
Nice.
That's crazy. Can you imagine? It's like, you open, don't do it. Okay.
See, and I was thinking it was going to be something different like this. Hey, everybody, we're your cigarettes. Don't smoke us or you'll die. That'd be cool, right?
It's like the map from Dora, but
yeah. Hey, everybody! I'm your Smokes!
I'm the Smoke. I'm the Smoke.
No, I think that'd be the opposite. Like, I think that would just entice children, which is what they're not supposed to do.
Right,
so maybe not on the maybe not the map thing.
Breaking news. Okay, this isn't breaking news, but it kind of is. Do you know what Amanda Bynes has been up to lately?
Jail.
Being crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Actress Amanda Bynes, for those who don't know, she was in a movie that you just made me watch, Easy A.
Yeah. Okay. Amanda Bynes wants to be given a good chunk of change. Why? She said on Twitter, I want $1 million a year for illegally having my mind read and privacy stolen.
Stop it right now.
Here's the thing. I have been occasionally, I don't follow her on Twitter.
Yeah.
But occasionally, like once a week, I catch up with her on Twitter.
What?
Because she has lost her mind.
What? You are continuing her crazy mind.
No.
By joining her on Twitter.
She doesn't know that I'm reading her texts.
Yeah, she does apparently because she knows that people are reading her mind.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously. She's not crazy.
Yes.
Poor thing, so, dude. That's one of the situations where it's like, no, really, we should pray for her.
Yeah, this isn't...
That's not funny anymore.
It's... I catch up with her.
Poor thing. It's really bad.
This is like...
Hey, you know what, though? On a positive note, she has totally stolen the limelight from Lindsay Lohan.
When was
the last time anybody talked about Lindsay Lohan? I mean...
Just now.
Dang it.
But this is, like, way worse than the Britney situation.
The Britney situation?
The Britney situation of 2007.
It's called a Brituation.
Be careful with that one.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Yep.
That's my breaking news.
Oh, sweet. Good. All right. Family Force 5, everybody. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Thanks, my mom at ease. My monities. Yeah.
But if you're just looking at
Pretty
it
fresh.
Looks like... Mimonides.
Well, yeah, and so I actually called the person who owns my mom nitties. And I said, hi. Yeah, it looks like Mamonides.
Mamonides.
And she said, just think of it this way. With Sleep Arts and Sciences and Sleep and Human Health Institute, your mom's at ease.
My mom's at ease. My mom at
ease. My mom's at ease.
Yeah, my mom's at ease.
Sweet.
Keeping mom's
my mom's
at ease.
At ease. Oh, it is 6:45.
And we have birthdays.
We do have birthdays. Hey, super huge, ginormous shout out to the Gilmore Girl. Huh? Gilmore Girls?
Huh?
Gilmore?
Wait, is that?
No, that's Eli, actually. That's a boy. So not the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Boy.
Stephen Gilmore. His kiddo. Officially a teenager.
Oh,
today.
13.
Dude.
You made it, Eli. Good job.
And good luck with that, Steven. I don't know.
Happy birthday.
Jack's getting double digits this year, and I'm like, I started to freak out this week for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Let's talk to an old pro. Stever, you're kind of a pro.
Yeah.
You're kind of a dad pro.
Oh, it's a big deal, man. Double digits. Come on.
Yeah. And Stephen Gilmore from North Carolina, his oldest is officially a teenager today. Any words of wisdom for him?
Well, yeah, don't be discouraged. You know, Skip actually in a message one time talked about kids, how they're born as puppies.
Uh-huh.
And you can do no wrong. They love you, love you, love you.
Right? That's Brody right now.
Yeah. And then about this time, they turn into cats. And don't worry, they'll turn into a black lab soon enough. Come right back.
Love black labs.
I do too.
I've been watching a lot of Sherlock, so I've seen a lot of lab work lately.
Oh, I see. Sherlock.
Dude.
BBC version.
Dude.
The real version.
You know what? For real. It is
183rd day of 2013. 182 days left.
We're halfway through the year.
We're on the downhill.
Yeah. It's all downhill.
One of the greatest rock songs of all time, I would say, top 10. In fact, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Rolling Stone magazine just did a recent study. We're going to talk about that.
Today we're talking about Mick Jagger's ex.
Oh.
What's her name?
You should have done Sympathy for the Devil.
Wow.
Was she the devil?
You know, I thought of you when I put this on.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs.
I knew it was.
Oh.
Mick Jagger's ex, Jerry Hall, is celebrating a birthday today.
60.
Model actress.
I say 60. Well, wait.
Nope. Man, you're probably closer to the... 68.
Have you guys seen Jerry Hall?
No.
Okay.
52.
57. All righty.
Wait!
What?
Okay. You don't have to. We'd listen to the song all morning because it's like 7 minutes long. You don't have to.
It would be all morning.
Man, that's a fantastic song.
A long song. All right, let's. Can we press on with birthdays?
Yes. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say.
Lee Greenwood!
I was going to say NASCAR, but I think stock car driver.
Oh.
I don't know if they called it that.
Mario Andretti.
No, stock car.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, stock car.
It's early NASCAR, I think.
Oh, Richard Petty.
Richard Petty celebrating
yes!
his birthday today.
Come on!
Who's that?
Number high-five me. 43.
Who's Richard Petty?
Yeah, does...
My dad is rolling over and over and over.
No one knows what he looks like because he always has that hat and sunglasses
yes,
on.
Yes, dude, with the super stash.
Here's the thing.
Richard Petty.
Wait, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Hey, I went to the races about 2 weeks ago out on the West Mesa.
Yeah.
You don't know how many 43s end up
I'll bet.
Running around out
dude.
There.
There's a few numbers you need to know. 43 is one of them. 3 is another one.
Hey, can
which
I
just good? That helps.
Is that Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah, senior.
Senior, yeah.
That'd be senior.
Can I do a little Cliff Clavin?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where stock car racing started?
Kentucky.
Well, no. Like what?
Kentucky Derby.
What activity?
Oh, what was the first?
What activity? Really got stock car racing going.
Racing on the beaches of Daytona.
In the South, they used to make something called kidding. Moonshine.
Yeah.
And these guys would soup up their cars, and then those guys would actually show up at the track on the weekend and race their cars because they had to have their cars all souped up to get away from Boss Hogg and the sheriff. And
that's funny.
So,
because that stuff is crazy.
Richard Petty.
Rich Petty's birthday.
62.
Are you sure? 67.
Oh, no. He's 76.
See? I told her. I even told her higher. I said that and then I immediately regretted it because his son Kyle is probably.
Oh, and by the way, Amanda Bynes is from All That.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I never saw. I don't know what all that is.
And if Amanda Bynes wasn't around doing crazy stuff, we'd be talking about this lady.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay's celebrating her birthday today.
Wow. She's 28.
Man, 27.
57.
Who are you talking about?
That was mean, wasn't it?
That was.
Because she looks like she's 57.
Oh, she's had a rough time.
She has.
Lindsay Lohan is celebrating her 27th
Yay!
Birthday.
I know all those stars are just a few years older than me.
You're welcome.
Whatever, I know that they're just a few years older than me.
You would have said 28.
No, I would have said 27.
Because
I'm
25. When I said 28, you said,
Because I knew that it could have been right.
It's Jerry Seinfeld's birthday.
What's his name?
Michael Richards.
Part of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh. Larry David.
Yes. Larry David's birthday.
Which one is he?
He's like the producer of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's like the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Really?
Really.
62.
No. Maybe. Hold on.
That's my go-to age. Because that's what I said for
68.
Richard
Petty. 68.
66.
Ah!
Dang
you guys
it.
Were close.
Yeah.
It was kind of close.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you guys will have no idea who this is, but I had to do this one.
Okay.
Because she was on the sitcom Alice, and she played Flo.
Hey, Flo.
Did you guys ever see Alice?
I vaguely pseudo. Wasn't she on the Carol Burnett show, too?
No. But the character Flo...
Right.
Whenever Mel would irritate her...
Kiss my grits!
That's right. See?
You knew.
Mel, kiss my grits.
Yeah.
Yep. Holly Holiday celebrating a birthday today.
They called her Holiday for short.
Yep.
Holly Holiday is 62.
Oh, my gosh.
My go-to.
I don't know who that is.
Sitcom from the 70s.
Oh, wow.
82.
76.
Oh!
Dang it.
From High School Musical.
Zac Efron?
I don't know any of these people.
I was going to say.
It's not Zac Efron.
Got me?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Really? Ashley Tisdale.
Those are the only three people
I
know.
Who's that?
The blonde.
I've never seen a single high school anything.
Then why'd you ask who that is?
No, because I was hoping she'd have some knowledge for real life, not just...
She's Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Was she a Mouseketeer?
Was she in anything else?
No.
You can't look her up until after.
Ashley.
She's 20... 28.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sweet. It is Kobe Bryant's birthday. No, this is football.
No.
No? This is just Fox Sports. It's Joe Buck's birthday.
He used the juice.
He used the juice. Barry Bonds.
No.
Is juice a drug?
Keep going. You're headed there.
Jose Canseco.
It's Jose Canseco's birthday, which means it's... What's his brother's name? Isn't he a twin?
Michael Canseco.
Isn't he a twin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his twin.
So, happy birthday to the Canseco twin.
Yeah. He didn't want to do this celebrity boxing thing, and so his brother showed up in his stead.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but they figured it out.
Did his brother get whooped up on?
No, it didn't happen because they were like, wait a second.
Is he not a celebrity enough?
I guess
48.
Not. 52.
49.
Dang it!
All right.
You were close.
Is
that it?
Well, it's 1-1, and we only have inanimate objects left.
Oh, we tied.
Yeah.
Really? You guys...
What
if you get one of these?
I just want to let you know something, Stever.
My friend.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday was Missy Elliott's birthday,
yeah.
And we could have possibly gotten that birthday, right?
On this date...
Missy be putting it down.
In 1947...
Ah, yes. Roswell, the alien, spaceship crash landed, and they thought it was something, and they said it was a cow, but it was really an alien. I've been to the museum.
An object speculated to be a UFO crashed near Roswell, New Mexico.
Come on, I got that before you said anything.
The United States Air Force claimed it was a weather balloon.
Was it? Doesn't matter. It was not a weather balloon. It was not. So because
you're saying I gave you an excellent audio hint is what you're trying to...
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, one more on this date. In 1979.
On this date in 1979, my family was preparing for my first birthday party.
The first U.S. coin to honor a woman...
Oh, nobody cared. They were preparing.
Was introduced.
Nobody cares.
Everyone confused them for quarters.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
No.
Silver dollar.
The first U.S. coin to honor a woman.
Silver dollar. Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony was introduced.
Well, how do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that? Because I'm awesome.
Have you never had a Susan B. Anthony coin?
And for my first birthday, a couple weeks from now, 30-something years ago, people got me them.
Really?
Yeah, I still have some.
There you go.
Wow.
Mess from Susan Band. They were like weird coin collectors. It's one of the few things I'm happy my family collected. Because I have them all. Yeah.
Should have that as Steve-O's theme.
I am woman.
Yes, please.
Not cool! Yeah, there you go. Thanks! Thanks for birthdays. Thanks for that. Susan B. Anthony.
We need to
Roswell.
Remember.
What's today?
Today at noon, it will be halfway point of the year.
Wow.
So we need to remember to celebrate at noon.
We should have the unparty today.
But today is also, it's I Forgot Day. A day to make up forgotten birthdays, anniversaries.
Friendships,
etc. It's also World UFO Day.
Oh, snap!
So we need X-Files for that.
Yeah, I don't have the X-Files.
And it's also Made in the US Day, USA Day.
So what does that mean?
We celebrate wear everything made in the USA.
I think all my clothes were made in the USA.
Nope, mine were definitely not made
really?
In the USA.
Oh, mine were.
I'm like straight up wearing Forever 21, which is not.
Check my tag.
How do you know?
It should say Made in the USA. Does it say it? If not, I'm never, ever, ever accepting gifts from anyone
ever
again.
Made in Mexico.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bill Peterson, you got me a Made in Mexico Darth
How
Vader shirt?
How dare you think of that?
Ugh.
Obviously.
Ugh.
Ugh. But.
No me gusta!
More importantly, today is UFO Day.
There you go.
And that's terrifying.
We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, we're gonna watch Fire in the Sky in its entirety.
No, we're not.
So that we can watch my co-host weep.
No,
you've never seen that movie, huh?
No, I don't want to. That sounds.
I know.
That like makes my stomach.
You're
hurt.
Like in real life afraid of aliens.
Yeah, I know. I know that they're not real, but
it's World UFO Day.
Why would they put UFO Day so close?
Just go to
close.
That museum. You realize we're only a couple hundred miles away from the first UFO like crash landing sighting. The body's still there.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why would they make UFO Day so close to Independence Day when that movie was all about...
Dude, right there.
Oh.
That was fantastic. That's hilarious. You're right. So today we celebrate aliens, and 2 days from now we celebrate the eradication of them.
Okay.
There you go. Because at first we thought they came in peace, and then Will Smith had to go all Will Smith on them. There you go. Taking a quick break, coming right back. So Rolling stressful. Stone released a survey of the 10 worst band names in the history of rock and roll.
What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You can also get your suggestions in for the worst band name ever. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
I bet they put all the stuff that sucks on in the morning just to, like, get us to go to school.
I think it's working.
Static Radio.
However, wanted to talk about something quite importante.
Muy importante?
Muy, muy.
Very, very. You speak Spanish, I will translate.
Ah, see.
Yes.
Rolling-o Stonzo.
Rolling Stone.
I can't do this in Spanish. You know I don't speak
do this
Spanish.
In Spanish. You know I don't speak Spanish. That was it. I can't believe I understand this so well.
Well, Rolling Stone released a list of the dumbest band names in rock history. One of them on the list, we played. I say played because they're a metal band that we don't necessarily play anymore. Ohio-based Christian metal band. Devil Wears Prada.
Tidwhip.
Tidwhip.
Oh.
On the list. They picked their name 1 year before the novel Devil Wears Prada hit the big screen. But Rolling Stone says it's still a stunningly stupid name for a group. It was already one of the most popular chick lit books in years.
Chick lit.
I never heard that before. Like female literature?
Yeah.
Ah. A chicklet.
But when I hear chicklet,
like
I think of
Games?
That little tiny gum.
Yeah. Chicklets. Well, yeah. So, what else is Twilight?
Yeah.
It's like naming your band Twilight then?
Yeah.
Or this is my band, The Hunger Games.
Probably exists.
Yeah. Or sadly, the movie that they're making right now, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, they're making a movie. How do you even. That's like rated.
I know.
You can't see that.
I know. It's going up against a pretty big movie, too. I can't remember if it's
Who's
Avengers 2
cast
or.
In that? Is Maggie Gyllenhaal in that? Is that what I was reading about?
Rumor has it Stephen Amell actually is cast in it. He plays Arrow on CW's Arrow.
Way to ruin your career, guys.
Yeah. They said that's like calling your band Jurassic Park in 1992.
Which would almost be cool now.
Yeah.
Almost.
The group says they picked it only to signify that materialism and consumerism is the pathway to hell. I never knew that.
Okay.
But Rolling Stone says it just makes most people think of Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. So, and frankly, it's quite shocking that no label or manager made them rethink said decision. It's also a wonder they weren't sued, but maybe it means every time we play a group of women in their mid-30s lineup thinking the movie is playing. Devil Wears Prada on the list. The number one dumbest band name is going to shock people, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, because this is from Rolling Stone, all right? I'm not going to tell you the number one worst band name. That is for you to try and guess.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know the dumbest band name in your opinion.
Yeah.
Dave Meyer says Old Man Shattered.
Yeah, that name
sucks.
Ugh. Old Man Shattered.
Who came up with that?
I know, David Myers. Miss you, buddy.
Gail
the man.
Says Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Heck yeah.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah. Like, I don't even like meatloaf, so it makes me not want to listen.
I love meatloaf.
I don't like it.
Especially if they put green chili in it. Yum.
It's a loaf of meat, quite literally.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's delicious.
Just cut off a little bit of that, put two pieces of bread on either side.
Yeah.
It's called a hamburger. I'll take that.
Speaking of, we're going to be talking about this coming up a little later. Everybody who's excited for 4th of July, who's going to be grilling and getting ready for it.
We're just going to ruin it for you.
Just going to ruin it for you. Got some interesting facts about meat and your hamburgers and what is really going on. Yeah. Thanks to the CDC for that one.
Yes. Steven says Nickelback.
Really? Worst band name ever? Come on. I mean, let's be honest.
There's nothing good about this besides nostalgia.
It doesn't matter how awful your band name is if your music is rocking.
And this is how...
They've sold a gajillion records.
It's like they're still... I think they're still selling records.
Yeah. They really are. They really are. Dude, Five Finger Death Punch. It's one of my least favorites.
Oh my gosh.
Not the band, just the name. I don't think I could point out a song in a lineup from them, really. But I just hate that band name. I'm sorry, I know they're coming soon.
Jennifer says Smashing Pumpkins.
No, that's awesome!
Cranberries.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Anything food related, really.
Yeah, so going back to meatloaf.
Yeah, meatloaf, yes. What are some other ones? Cake.
You take that back right now.
I saw Cake Live. I like cake.
I love cake.
I love cake. I love the band cake.
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate's my favorite.
Right there.
Yes.
Mine too. How do we have so many likes? Like peanut butter cookies?
It's our favorite.
My favorite.
I think we're the same person.
We really are.
Do we even have a radio show? Maybe this is all a joke and it's just you in your room.
You're just... It's Inception. Static!
Yo!
Sup?
Did you guys already say Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
No, but...
on the list from Rolling Stone.
Is it?
For worst band names. What makes me saddest about this, my dear friend Dan Denning, his uncle, founding bassist in Toad the Wet Sprocket. They're actually going to be coming to Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
I got to be honest, I'm actually stoked on my friend Dan there and his uncle because, I loved that band. I really
well,
did.
Yeah.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. Yeah, that's a pretty good / bad one.
How about Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit is not on the list and should be because
totally
of the spelling
be.
And because of everything about it. Speaking
Limp
of food.
Bizkit.
Corn. Corn with a K.
And a backwards R.
Ugh. Yeah.
What about Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails is actually not on the list, but I have the list. I never even heard of some of these bands.
What do they have? What's that meaning, Nine Inch Nails?
Really?
I really don't.
Are you being sarcastic?
Are they being...
Because if you look in scripture...
Well, I know, but very obviously, there's nothing scriptural about their band.
Yeah. Trent Reznor, a frontman, founder of Nine Inch Nails.
School me.
I'm not going to school you. It's a situation of either grew up in a Christian home or I can't remember if it was grew up in a Christian home or went to like a Catholic school or something like that. Because he's got a lot of like... history, because then you listen to a lot of the lyrics, like Terrible Lie.
Yeah.
Had like a lot of the songs. Yeah. That's okay. It's pretty much mocking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Religion.
They have a new song called Came Back Haunted, and I was actually looking at it as a culture shock, but it was a difficult, because it's Nine Inch Nails. However, the lyrics is talking about the skeptic, and you don't believe, and you don't want to believe, and you don't want to see, but then you go there, and I came back haunted. And it's the idea of like not believing, not wanting to, and then you experience it, and you come back haunted. And the lyrics are actually really powerful, so we could talk. That can be up for debate. We could talk about that later. However, Rolling Stone released a list of the 10 worst band names in rock history. Number one may surprise people. What's on your list? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Rolling Stone magazine listed the top 10 dumbest band names in rock history. Ten. And you'll never believe what number one is. You can try and guess.
I'm not going to.
505-338-3700. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What's on your list for dumbest band names?
Keisha says Hoobastank.
Yeah.
Skillet.
Yes. I know everybody loves Skillet.
It's the one you cook all the food in. It's what you cook all the food in.
Weren't there fans called Panheads or something like that?
I don't know.
I thought that, like, there was, like, back when they were super big.
I think it's weird that fans have names. Like, Lady Gaga, her fans are called Monsters.
Right.
The Beliebers for Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Man, what are some other ones? Selena Gomez has one, too, but they're weird. It's just all weird.
The Gomies.
Nope. I almost believed you. That's not it. I really almost believed you.
Yep.
Bill says Def Leppard.
What? See, here's where I have a hard time. I let a lot of band names slide because some of these bands are some of my favorites. Stever.
Deadheads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Grateful Dead. Could be the most recognized fans of all. Static.
Hey, what about the Beatles? Is that the number one dumb name?
Dude, number one dumbest name in rock history, the Beatles.
I think that's just a haircut first.
I just couldn't believe that was number one on their list of dumbest band names. And you know that Rolling Stone magazine is going to be getting a lot of hate mail for that one because they're talking about the Beatles. Ooh,
hey,
the Beatles.
It's just some truth, that's all. That's all it is truth.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
You told me something interesting.
Yeah. Now, this is what they wrote in their article. The Beatles. Now, you know, they said before we start getting furious comments, it's about the name, not about the band. The Beatles. They said it's a dumb pun, that's all. In fact, this is really what happened. The Beatles took an idea of naming themselves after an insect, like the crickets, but they decided the Beatles, they changed the spelling for a pun for musical beats, the Beatles. That's it. There's no deep hidden meaning. It's just a dumb pun band name. There's zero wisdom there. Just a pun.
It makes it easier to say their name with an accent. The Beatles.
Yeah. Everyone accepts it because they've heard it 50,000 times and they're the best group in the history of rock and roll, but that doesn't mean they don't have a stupid name, quote unquote, from Rolling Stone magazine. The Beatles, number one on the list of dumbest band names in rock history. I'm going to be honest. One, I'm not a huge Beatles fan, so I guess I just never paid attention enough or cared. I never really put together the pun.
Neither did I.
The Beatles. Oh, I get it. I see what you did there.
The Beatles.
That's good.
Good job.
That's good. Top 10 dumbest band names in rock history. Well, the Beatles, you know now, number one. Number two on their list, Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe. What? I was going to say and Howe because it sounds like a law firm. Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe. That's really a band name. Yeah. Band members were John Anderson, Bill Bruford, Rick Wakeman, and Steve Howe. Yeah. They were in a tough... Apparently, it was 1988. They wanted to record a new album. They got together, and that's...
That reminds me of another terrible band name that's not a rock band, pop band, NSYNC.
Okay.
Do you know how they got their name?
I just assumed it was like one of those Disney mock-up created...
No. So They got it from their names. Like, everybody... It's like...
Justin Timberlake, there's a J and a T. There's no J or T in NSYNC.
There's an N in there. Justin...
Oh, they just took a random letter from their name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
And because NSYNC has a different meaning, that they spelled it differently with parts of their name. And they put a star before NSYNC.
That is the dumbest.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a really bad band name.
Chris, Joey.
There's no J. Oh, the Y from Joey. So did they take the last letter of their name?
I'm pretty sure. And then there's...
Because the Chris ends with S.
So yeah. It's the last letter. So there's Y. Justin.
Justin for the N.
Chris.
S.
Joey.
Okay.
And then JC, his real name.
What's his real name?
Oh, wait.
JC Chaste.
I don't remember.
Or is he the C? Because it's JC and C.
Well, there's Lance, but they didn't use an E. They used just the C.
Ugh. I'm going to go punch my face now because that was terrible. Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I have the VHS to prove it.
Oh, thankfully that's over. Worst band names in rock history, according to Rolling Stone, anyways. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
What?
I've never even heard of this band. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah, that's a band in Detroit. So cool. Apparently they sent Dale Earnhardt Jr. an email explaining that they didn't intend to mock him, that they wanted to do like something cool, and he responded and was so nice and down to earth that they kept the band name Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I love this because I've always said this as a band name that makes me crazy, and yet they were one of my absolute favorite bands.
What band?
In high school. Dave Matthews Band.
Oh my gosh.
Dave Matthews Band on the list of dumbest band names in rock history. I tagged that one right next to David Crowder Band, DCB.
Yeah, totally.
Because it kind of was the same to me. Yeah, there's tons of bands like this, but Dave Matthews Band, the most popular, where basically they took the founding member and named it Dave Matthews Band.
That's like David Crowder and Dave Matthews securing a spot in their band.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I gotta be here.
Well, yeah, like, we were talking about Nine Inch Nails, and they actually brought it up with Dave Matthews Band as far as Rolling Stone. They said Trent Reznor, a much cooler name, by the way, than Dave Matthews. Mm-hmm. Trent Reznor Band? Sure,
sounds
why not?
Cool.
But he went with Nine Inch Nails, even though everyone knew he was the dude behind Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. He still wanted a band name, not the Trent Reznor Band. Well, right. Dave Matthews... wanted Dave Matthews Band because he was the mastermind behind the band. And so maybe it was job security.
I like the one on top, the second page.
You'll never, ever, ever fire Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, exactly.
However, David Crowder Band.
They went on without him.
They went on.
However, they changed
their name. They should have just called themselves Band. Because David Crowder went away, and instead we now have the digital age and Crowder on his own.
Yeah.
So it's like Crowder and then digital age, but really it should have just been Band. Except there was a band called The Band. So
Just Band.
Sorry, David Crowder's gone. We're known as Band. Yeah. Hoobastank on the list. Panic!
At the disco.
Mostly on this list, according to Rolling Stone, at least, because they put the exclamation point after Panic. Panic! Exclamation point at the disco. They thought that was the dumbest. Confrontation Camp, never even heard of them.
Yep, me either.
Dogs Die in Hot Cars. No, that's a real band name.
That's bringing truth to the world.
That's why they didn't like the name, because dogs do die in hot cars, and it's not funny. So they put that on there. Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. Maybe they saw V for Vendetta and were just really stoked. But top 10 dumbest band names in rock history. Devil Wears Prada, Natalie Portman, Shaved Head, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Dogs Die in Hot Cars, Panic at the Disco, Hoobastank, Confrontation Camp, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Dave Matthews Band. Wow, this is Ridiculous. Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe. And number one, all-time dumbest band names in rock history, at least according to Rolling Stone, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, yes, the Beatles. So tell us what you think. Dumbest band names in rock history.
Bill, he went there.
He went there.
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. Yeah, that, ugh. In high school.
Uh-huh,
I wasn't.
Say
I wasn't walking with Christ. Even then, I wasn't like,
yeah.
Dude, Butthole Surfers. Oh, it was like, really? Really, bro?
And didn't they just have like one song?
Pepper was their big hit.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, that was a band name that always, I never chuckled. I never was like, this is a good band name. No, it was just always dumb to me. So
Eric says, Honest Bob in the Factory to Dealer Incentives.
That's a great band name. Dave the Drummer Dave says, They Might Be Giants. Mm-hmm. See, I think we give some bands some slack because we love them. Toad the Wet Sprocket, love that band. Still love that band.
But that name
is awesome.
Is awful.
Come on. They're so great that Emery had to like cover one of their tracks.
Yeah? Let's see.
So great.
Steve Ryman says, One Bad Pig.
One Bad Pig. Yeah.
And Wolf Mother.
Okay.
Stuart says Wolf Mother. Steven says New Kids on the Block and KOTB.
What? No.
Yeah.
Never. So good.
New Kids on the Block.
But they were new on the scene.
No, they were like old.
Oh man, what's on your list for worst band names in rock history?
LFO. Do you remember LFO? They were alive. They were like around for like,
I thought it was ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
No, LFO is like the, it's, LFO came around when boy bands were like starting to,
oh, this was a boy band.
It's a boy band.
I remember 98 Degrees because Nick Lachey still won't go away.
I know. Why is he?
I remember NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
And then there was also LFO.
I don't remember them.
Yep.
Or the other ones. There was the other ones that were like, what was that song? I'm just listening.
Boys to Men.
Sprocket.
I'm just kidding.
No. All for One? All for Love. All for...
They sing that song about,
and then a
dreams.
Country artist took it and made it a real hit. What were they called? All for...
That one song with...
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Oh, they sing that like...
Dude, I'm getting like text blown up here. Big Head Todd and the Monsters? That's actually a pretty good one, he says. Duran?
So funny.
Murder by Death? Lady Antebellum?
Oh, yeah. What is going on there?
I don't know. Worst band names in rock history? Hit us up. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break, actually. Because coming back, New Music Tuesday, and it's a doozy. We got a lot of really, really great bands putting some really, really great music out.
Heck yeah.
Some bands you've never heard of, and then some you've definitely heard of. It's going to be fantastic. That's on the way back.
Hmm.
Some with good band names.
Some with not.
And then there's Future of Forestry.
New
stuff from them.
Can't really figure out what that
is. Yeah.
It's okay. Maybe they're really like forests.
Yeah, I know.
Forestry.
Whatevs. I'm just saying.
Future.
I'm surprised nobody... Oh, right there, Rita. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yep.
There you go. All right, good. Glad somebody said it. Taking a quick break. Right back. New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Good morning.
What's up?
Tuesday, everyone.
Yes, happy Tuesday. You know what's time for?
What?
Actually, it's Thursday. Never mind.
What?
I like Trivia Tuesday so much.
But it's Trivia Thursday.
Let's
be honest. However, we're not going to be here Thursday.
Right.
You'll hear our voices, but let's be honest.
We're not going to be here. I'm going to be by a pool.
Are you?
Yes.
You're a jerk. I'm not.
You can come too.
No, that's okay. I don't have to hang out with you.
You're invited if you want to.
I don't want
to.
I'm going
to
hang out with one of my best friends.
Your best friend can come to the pool too.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, he can.
It's a secret. He's not allowed. Nobody's allowed to know he's in town. It's just for me. Really excited for 4th of July. Hey, if you have nothing going on tomorrow night, please join us. We will be hanging out tomorrow night right here on Calvary's campus. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, if you've never been to Calvary before. That would be 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Albuquerque campus.
We're going to be hanging out just...
Right over here.
Right over here. You know, in that general direction.
We say
direction.
That a lot. In this area over here.
No, Christ Fire is going to be here at the Calvary campus.
Yeah. Pastor Skip Heitzig going to be right here.
At the Calvary campus.
There's this really rad place where people normally get baptized. We'll be right next to that.
Yeah, it's called the baptismal.
The baptismal. It's like the fountain.
We will
it's
be the fountain right, of life. Right there. And there's going to be food. Us, which equals... Fun.
Yeah, some static t-shirts, static decals to give away. We're also going to have iPhone cases. Yeah, we'll give away the decals.
Okay, oh yeah. There you go. I see what
you did there. So, anyways, that's coming up tomorrow night.
My personal favorite of the night every single year, once a year.
Me. Because I'll be there.
Yes.
Oh. Fireworks.
Coming in second to fireworks, yes.
That's right, fireworks going down tomorrow. If you got nothing going on, please come hang out with us. We'll be here at Calvary's campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
On the Calvary campus.
No, just don't
joke. Gotta take a quick peek at traffic, but then I'm gonna destroy all of your fun ideas for barbecues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just your normal construction work on Unser and I-40, as well as Alameda between San Pedro and I-25 Service Road. More construction work at Barstow Street and San Francisco. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. It's an amazing coffee shop on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. You can call ahead. Say, hey, here you got some new bagel sandwiches in the morning with eggs. And ham and stuff.
And green chili and cheese.
As Dora would say, muy delicioso. Something like that. 338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Now, it's summertime.
And we have plans to be out barbecuing.
Oh, yeah.
And hanging out with friends and barbecuing.
Take a wild guess. Hamburgers are consumed every year in the United States. This is just hamburgers.
Hamburgers, okay.
Not steaks. This is straight up hamburgers, dog.
At least one hamburger a week.
Okay.
52 weeks?
A year. There's 52 hamburgers a year for you.
So 52 hamburgers a year.
There's 14 bajillion people.
52 times here.
I'm going to get my calculator out. 52 times 14 bajillion. How many zeros is in bajillion?
Just put 6. See what happens.
So this is your guess then?
Yes.
Okay, so 52 burgers a week.
Times.
I mean, 52 burgers a year. Could you imagine 52 burgers a year times how many bajillion?
Well, okay, we have to say? We said 14, but we have to put 12 because 2 bajillion of those people are vegetarians.
Oh, I like that.
So
12 bajillion, how many zeros?
Put 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's only 12 million,
friend. Right there.
Right there?
Equals 624 million hamburgers are eaten a year.
Dude, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Oh, no.
Actually, no, okay. not even close at all. 5 billion hamburgers consumed a year.
Oh, I was still in the millions.
Yeah, to keep up with demand of burgers, how many cows does that average out to? Please don't do the math. I'll just tell you.
42 million.
Oh, I thought you were gonna rock that one. Just over 4,100 cows.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, every hour. So,
Gosh. 4,100
cows.
41
every hour.
Times 24.
It's a lot of dead cows.
Times 52.
That's a lot of dead cows.
Hold on,
dude.
It's 4,100.
4,100 cows times, every hour.
Times 24.
Uh-huh.
Times 7.
Wait, what? Times 24 times 7? Or you could just say times 365.
Oh, dang it. Times 365.
How many cows?
35,916,000 cows.
Every year. Wow, that's in the U.S.
That's not a lot.
Okay, 68 cows a minute. That's what it breaks down to, 68 cows a minute. So if you think about this, people who are about to barbecue, 68 cows every single minute for your barbecue. When they do that, you tend to rush some things.
Yeah, gosh. I'm really nervous.
I'm so stoked for Thursday where, yes, we have 6 pounds of hamburger meat in my freezer waiting for my big juicy burger plans.
Oh, gosh.
A study published in the Annals of Diagnostic Pathology.
The what?
The Annals.
The what?
The Annals.
Okay.
A-N-N-A-L-S.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a child. Next.
They help to discover just how much shifting of parts is really going on with your burger. Oh, meatloaf. The study presumes that most hamburgers are composed primarily of meat, right? You would make that assumption, right? Right? Okay.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Burgers were evaluated for water content by weight, then microscopically to verify tissue types. An additional test known as glial fibrillary acidic protein staining was used to test for brain tissue. That's what Dexter does in his lab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's the good news.
Okay.
Here's the really, really good news. This is good news. Are you ready? None of the 8 samples had brains in them.
Okay.
No cow brains in your meat. Unfortunately, that's as good as it's going to get for you.
Gross, gross, gross.
Yeah. The weight water of burgers, 50%.
Oh, my gosh.
50% of your burger is water
weight. What's the point?
Now, here's the strange part. Okay, if you had to guess on average, actual meat content in your burger... Give me a percentage that you think would be acceptable to have, like, meat content in your hamburger. This is
acceptable.
Your hamburger.
Okay, okay.
Acceptable percentage of meat. Like, how much of your burger do you believe should be meat?
100%.
Right? Okay, no. But sometimes, you know, you go to the store and it's like 85% and 15%.
20,
you know,
lean.
Like, right,
okay,
right.
Okay, so I usually buy the 80-20.
How much actual meat? So you're saying 80% is a sufficient number for you?
Yeah, because the other percentage, like the fat, needs to help it stick together.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to, like, put an egg in it.
Don't worry. It's sticking together. Actual meat content in all of the burgers tested ranged from 2.1%.
Duh.
Highest percentage in the most expensivest burger?
80%.
14.8% actual meat. That's right. 14% of what you think is a burger is a burger.
I understand why my dad does what he does now. My dad slaughters the cow and eats that cow.
Yeah, my wife, her dad, former cattle rancher dude. And yeah, so the best part is that's actually what they say. It's like, if you're going to do something like that. This, by the way, comes from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, my God.
So in case you were curious, here's the best part. And I know you're thinking like, well, 14%, that equals 86% of other stuff. What is in my burger?
Well, it said 50% of it is water, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you asked. Well, kids, a variety of fun and interesting tissue types were found in your burger. The tissues found other than skeletal muscle tissue, connective tissue, blood vessels, peripheral nerves.
What is that?
Adipose tissue, plant material, cartilage, and of course bone. But that's not all, folks. They also found in burgers intracellular parasites known as sarcocysts.
What is that?
Sarcocysts.
Why?
Oh, that's when an animal is infected with sarcocysts. S-A-R-C-O-C-Y-S-T-I-S.
Let me see. Okay, sarcosticize.
What happens is a cow ingests material contaminated with the infected feces of another animal. There's a fun little graph at the CDC which tells the life cycle of said parasite. Okay. Well, what happens is cows and pigs, they eat feces with nasty stuff.
Yep.
Well, then that marrowzoites penetrates muscle cells and develops into cysts. The cysts ingest with your cooked or undercooked meat, goes directly into your intestines. Then sporocysts make thin walls, little things. Thankfully, they pass through the feces, mostly.
Oh, so gross. So gross. I have my gagging reflex.
Ah, yes.
At full power.
So good luck on your 4th of July holiday eating those burgers. Most of it is parasites.
I'm going on a cleanse.
Yep. CDC says how to avoid the parasites. Well, don't eat meat, number one. But for those of us who say, well, that's dumb. they say find a farmer. Find a farmer. Good luck with that. You could try and find a dude with some cows in grass pastures, you know, organically grown. Like, for real, though, grass-fed meat. They say healthier, less susceptible to disease.
I just met a middle schooler on Sunday who shot and killed his first oryx.
What's an oryx?
It's like an African animal.
Did you say middle schooler?
Yeah. Okay. This oryx was like 800 pounds. And now they're going to eat it. And so I might just be like, hey, bro,
so that's
100% meat, right?
Well, you can't say 100%. There's still, like, water weight.
And
then,
fat.
Of course, you know, they still have to take it to a butcher who's going to, like, grind it all up.
Yeah, but what he told me he had to do, like, that's why I kind of freak out over all of this. Because what he told me he had to do after he shot and killed it.
Yeah.
Made me want to cry. Because they didn't just,
after,
like,
he shot and killed it, of
course. Yeah, okay. Okay, so whatever. You see it from afar. Shoot it, kill it, done. But then he was like, yeah, we just didn't load it up into the truck and leave after that. We had to cut it open. And he said, like, pools of blood, like, every...
Why
is middle school telling me this? And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Oh, my gosh. And he's just telling me this story. And I kind of freaked out. But... let's face it. It's going to be some good red meat.
You know what you should do instead of eating burgers? Just go with the hot dog.
Oh my gosh, no!
No?
No!
Okay.
Do you know what's in
hot
dogs?
We had broth this week, and you know, as a matter of fact, I do! I'm just kidding, I don't.
I can tell you what's in hot dogs.
Huh.
Everything.
Yeah. That's what my sons this week, we were rocking some dogs and burgers, and Jack and Luke both asked, okay, so hot dog is pig, right? Does that come from the pig?
Turkey, said, chicken.
Well, actually, and I was totally, I'm like, what do you want? Like, do you really want to know the truth? Are you still going to eat it if I tell you? Yeah. No. I need you to give me your word. If I tell you, Jeter boys, you're going to eat your hot dog, okay? And they're like, we'll eat it. So me and Chrissy just let loose. All right, most likely hoof, intestine, maybe some brain, like grind. And they were like,
you're like, no, it's just
I'm like, no, daddy's actually being serious for about 0.4 seconds. So, yeah.
Yeah,
when they proceeded to eat the whole dog.
When I found out, you can ask my sister. She just brought this up to me a few weeks ago.
When she just brought it up to you with some sauerkraut?
She just brought it up to me about how I would gag and throw up.
Oh, good.
At the thought of eating a hot dog, just because I knew what was in it, and I so desperately wanted to.
Well, now, every time you look at a hamburger, you can think the same thing. Connective tissue, blood vessels, peripheral nerves, adipose tissue, plant material, cartilage, bone, and, of course, those wonderful parasites from animal feces.
Oh,
yep.
Enjoy your 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. No, we're not leaving. We're just playing some music.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, Calvary Albuquerque. Don't miss it. All the details, mystaticradio.com. Some Benjamin Dunn for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
You sang that at a wedding? Lyrics don't make any sense for a wedding.
I know, but they really
what just happened? Oh, I hit the wrong thing. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mitch, hanging out with ya.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program. Hey, I'm just going to move that over there. Wow. Oh, yes. Coming up tomorrow night, 3rd of July, celebrating our pre-independence. Steve-O and Mitch are going to be hanging out with you.
Yes, I'm
promising you a great evening. Christafari is going to be there.
Yes.
Katy Perry will not be there.
No, but I will be singing the song all day because I love fireworks.
That's right. Fireworks will be there. Pastor Skip Heitzig going to be throwing down some fireworks with his words of awesome.
For real.
That would be on account of the Holy Spirit going, bam! It's going to be good. So if you would like to come kick it with us tomorrow night, Calvary Albuquerque will be here for fireworks, for Christ of Far Eye, for Pastor Skip, for the super freshest Static t-shirt and Static iPhone cases
you'll ever see.
Speaking of fireworks, I can't do this. I feel so bad. Sorry, Katie. You gotta go. You gotta go away, Katy Perry. You gotta go away. Oh, yeah, fireworks. Dinwiddie officials in Dinwiddie County, Virginia, working to figure out what caused a trailer full of fireworks to explode Sunday morning, killing a dude.
No bueno.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, no, not okay. Dinwiddie County Fire and EMS official said the explosion happened in the 20,000 block of Shippings Road just before 10:14 a.m. Yeah, family members confirmed the victim. Fire crews found a single-wide construction trailer with heavy explosive damage on one side. They found a man in the debris, suffered life-threatening injuries from the blast. Dude, from fireworks. This wasn't like, Oh, we also had dynamite in there. That's crazy. No. This is straight up a large quantity of fireworks in the trailer. And the dude was trying to make some of his own.
So, word of wisdom,
don't try and make your own fireworks with dynamite and stuff.
You know what Katy Perry's saying about you being a firework? Just leave it at that.
His family said he was manufacturing fireworks for the family's annual 4th of July party. Dude, the state police bomb squad was on the scene assessing the situation. That's how awful it was. So for everybody who buys those illegal fireworks and shoots them off in my neighborhood, don't.
Bomb squad.
Dude, makes me crazy.
Yeah. That's
It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, okay, cool. Just saw 17,000 fireworks. I already don't care. I'm going to bed.
All right,
neighborhood, car alarms are going off now.
Hey, but can I just say that you are like Debbie Downer when it comes to fireworks.
I am not. I enjoy fireworks.
Debbie Downer. I was actually talking to Matt Lott, and he loves fireworks.
Oh, that one's purple, man. That was purple.
See, read that tweet. He says,
oh, man, that one's red.
They're mesmerizing.
That one kind of had a magenta hue to it. Yeah, I agree.
Debbie Downer? If you love fireworks.
Was that like a greenish blue? What would that be? Aqua? What do you consider that one? What was that one?
I love fireworks. Stop ruining everything.
So did Kelly LaPlante. So much that he built his own every year for the annual 4th of July celebration with his family. And unfortunately, he was playing with fire.
Oh my gosh.
Works. Dude, that's really sad. He exploded his entire
home
trailer
and self.
Here's the thing.
We just need to be careful. We've had yesterday. I know that we got about 5 drops of rain.
Yeah, 4th of July celebrations can tend to get dangerous, especially like this guy trying to manufacture his own fireworks. He ended up dying from the explosion. Here's the thing. You want to have a fun time. You want to be safe. Just come hang out with us, dude. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a monstrous fireworks display. Pastor Skip Heitzig is going to be there. We're going to have Christ of Far Eye there. We'll be there hanging out, just kicking it.
Come visit us.
Come kick it with us. It'll be safe. Nobody's double wide is going to explode. It'll be a much better time.
And it's a pretty decent fireworks show.
I promise you.
You don't have to make your own.
Dude, it's legit. Just come kick it with us. Tomorrow night, you can get all the details at mystaticradio.com. That's it for us.
That's right.
We out.
We are done.
Tomorrow, we've got Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We're also going to talk a little bit about the sequel to the Bible.
Ooh.
Coming to an NBC near you.
What?
Yeah, well, come on. Let's be honest. There's money to be made right now. Do you see how many millions of copies were sold on Blu-ray?
Really good.
I'm just saying.
It's also good.
So, NBC called Mark Burnett the evening of the premiere of the first episode of the Bible and said, hey, man, if you work on a sequel, just want you to know we're in like Flynn. We got this. NBC.
In like Flynn. Dun, 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 dun. It's on like Donkey Kong.
The crazy thing is it's going to kick off right after the crucifixion, the resurrection, Jesus' ascension. And so then the cool thing is they're tying it in with The Voice, also on NBC. So what they're going to do is, instead of casting lots, they're modernizing it. So they got to account for Judas. So it's going to be, instead of The Voice, it's going to be called The Apostle. And what they're going to, there's going to be chairs, and all the disciples are going to be there, and people have to like spit theology when they turn around until they pick, no? That's not how it's going to happen.
It's pretty much.
It's NBC. Come on. No, it's like The Voice, but with apostles.
You don't have to. Okay, you need to stop right now. That's how it's going to happen.
Adam Levine's Jewish. I mean, it works.
Is he?
His name's Adam Levine.
I don't know what Levine is.
Okay.
L-E-V-I-N-E.
Actually, Schindler's List. There's a little boy in Schindler's List when they're like, oh, dude, yeah.
It's so scary.
You can? It's one of those movies you need to see. There's a little boy and he's in line. I don't know how I know this.
His last name is Levine?
And he stands and they're like giving names, you know, as they're like going into the line. Yeah, it's really awful. And I was pulled completely out of the movie recently because I was watching and the little boy, everybody's giving their names. The little boy goes, Adam Levin. And I'm like, shut up. Adam Levine. He's aged very well.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not really Adam Levine. Yeah.
I don't think I watch that movie. Well,
you don't have to.
We're going
to
end on that note.
Yeah. And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow where we play Apostle Millionaire.
Oh,
I don't know.
Gosh.
Not really. NBC, they're bringing it.
Okay.
Dude, it's selling. Here's what happens, other Christians out there listening. Uh-huh. When you support something that's good,
right.
People take notice. Hollywood's like, hey, there's money to be made on the Bible. Let's produce a sequel to the Bible. And Mark Burnett, believer, is putting it together. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, but it's coming to NBC. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And the Bible being... I don't want to say proselytized, but, you know, pretty sure Jesus had words to say when people were trying to sell stuff.
Yeah, he had a few things to say.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
We out. Okay. We'll see you guys again manana. Dan up next. Steve-O and Mitch.
Day in the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.